was crying on the bathroom floor. Just when I thought I could take no more, well, here comes a comeback. The kid is back, he's back on track, and there goes my hero. He's the underdog, he's coming out on top. There has been speculation, conjecture, and theorizing that a horse racing podcast that also dabbles in fine whiskey will finally be dropping an episode after a 2-year hiatus. Well, it is time, R.I.P. Greeny, and it is time for the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. I am Dan Kurtzwell, and welcome to Ponies and a Glass of Bourbon. All right, let's get kicked off with the bourbon tasting portion of this episode. Today I will be sampling light whiskey, which is distilled by MGP in Indiana, bottled by Cat's Eye Distillery. It is called light whiskey, but it is anything but. This is 147 proof and aged 15 years. So let's give this thing a shot. On the nose, quite a bit of oak. You know, it's a 15-year. Vanilla, and a little bit of citrus underneath there. Let me give her a sip. Ooh. That is surprisingly fruity. A ton of that citrus came through. It's hot, but it's not that bad. I just had another sip of that light whiskey, and this stuff is incredible. That fruit flavor I just was not expecting on the palate there. And the 150 proof, I can feel it in my chest, definitely. But it's like my chest is telling me this is a ton of alcohol, while my mouth and my throat's telling me this tastes fucking awesome. Now we'll get to the meat of the episode here, where we talk about the Kentucky Derby. And specifically, I want to talk about the Superfecta bet that I will be making this weekend, considering, I would say, 95%. I do have a big following in Sweden, but I'd say at least 95% of the listeners here did get involved in my Superfecta bet. That pool will be just over $700 we will be putting into that pool. So this year, different than last year. Last year, I overthought it. You know, that can happen time to time. So this year, I wanted to be more organized with my thoughts. So I put every horse into one of six buckets. And throughout the week, I'm only allowed to move the horses up or down one bucket. So my buckets this year are likely winners, likely, but I don't love them. Mid prices that I want to use, but the win possibility is unlikely. And then the three long shot buckets are long shots I want to use, long shots I might use, and long shots I won't use. And this is all with respect to the Superfecta bet. So I'd like to go through a few of those right now. I'll start by saying that I don't have a strong opinion on who's going to win this race. I think there are likely winners, obviously, but there are probably about 8 horses that I can win realistically, and if something crazy happens, there's more than that. So to construct this Superfecta bet, I'm mostly going to work on the bottom end, where there are about 4 long shots that I really love. But we'll sprinkle in these likely winners and horses that I think have a chance on the top end. And we have to start talking about essential quality, who is the undefeated 2-year-old champion and the most likely winner. He'll be the favorite, and for good reason. Most figure makers have his speed, if not the top in the class, at the very high end. He's been versatile, he's been consistent, but his speed figure doesn't tower over the rest of the field, where his value at the price he'll be maybe not that great. Also, his last race with Midnight Bourbon, they dueled down the stretch. I feel like that might have taken a lot out of him. So I like him, respect him, don't love him. Secondly, we'll talk about Known Agenda, who's won twice at a mile and an eighth. You know, that's the distance is an important thing in the Kentucky Derby. And I like a lot. He's another horse that's been winning at different styles. And he was probably going to be my Derby pick if not for picking or drawing the one hole on the far inside. And not that the one hole is that bad for any horse, but it's bad for this horse because I think he breaks a step slow, and that could be trouble. He can get into a lot of traffic back there. He's going to be sitting mid-pack, so it's not like he needs to break well to get the lead here. But I think it's just another added obstacle in his way to winning. The second bucket is likely horses, but I don't love them. And by I don't love them, I mean I don't really like them even. And the top of that list is Rock Your World. And Rock Your World, we just really don't know what he is. He's only had three races. Two of them have been on the turf. And his lone start at Santa Anita in the Santa Anita Derby, he went wire to wire, set fast fractions, which you like that. But it was a speed-favoring track that day. And you're unsure if that's what carried him to the win that day. On Derby Day, I don't think he'll be in the lead. I think he'll be outside stalking and maybe getting a little dirt in his face. We'll see how he reacts to that. But again, it's just one race is what we have to judge this horse on. And I can't trust a horse like that. Secondly is Hot Rod Charlie. As we talk about moving horses up and down a bucket this week, I feel like this is a horse that I might move up a bucket to likely winners. Because although in the Louisiana Derby that he won wire to wire on another speed favoring track that had everything his own way, I feel like that's not what he wants to do. So he won despite being on the lead. I feel like he wants to be just off the leaders and make a run like he did in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year when he finished second to Essential Quality. It feels like this week he's been training well, he had a good workout, and he's just coming into his own right now. Last on this list is Highly Motivated, and trained by Chad Brown. And my big question with this horse is just his last race. As I mentioned earlier, he dueled with Essential Quality in the stretch, but that was after he had an easy lead. They're setting slow fractions, and everything was set up for him to win that race, and he couldn't. But just like Hot Rod Charlie, I don't think that's what he wants to do either. I think he wants to be maybe even farther back than Hot Rod Charlie and make a run. So it'll be interesting to see which tactics they use on Derby Day. The next bucket are these mid-price horses in the, I would say about the 15-1 range. Yeah, they're all 15-1. That I think they have a very good chance of hitting the super, but maybe not necessarily as a win candidate. And these three horses, well, two of them are very similar and one's a little different. We'll get to them when we talk about Mandaloon. But the first two are Medina Spirit, who is trained by Bob Baffert. And I just feel like in his last two races, he wasn't ridden the way that he likes to be. He's a one-pace horse, which means that he doesn't have a lot of kick at the end. He doesn't have a lot of speed at the beginning. He just runs at one pace. And a horse like that, I feel like he's best when he can get going early and maybe he might even be the pace setter on Saturday. Get into it early in the race and just hold on. He's ultra competitive in the lane. If he gets eye to eye with another horse, he just doesn't give in. And I love that about him. Another horse that is similarly competitive and consistent is Midnight Bourbon, who just fails to finish outside of the top three in every race. And the thing about him is he has been just, from all reports, training outstanding this week. So it's always good to get a couple horses in there that have that mojo that's coming in the right way. And lastly is Mandaloon, who's a little different than the other two. He was one of the top Derby contenders until his last race, where he absolutely laid an egg. And there's not really a reason why. You know, he was rushed into the race a little bit too early on a fast pace after he didn't brake well. But there's still no reason for him to finish as poorly as he could. So I look at this horse as just a wild card. His race two races back was fast enough to win the Derby on that race alone. But we just don't know what happened last race. So I'm not going to be keen on him, expecting him to run that well when he's on a horse that I can rely on. And lastly, I have the long shots that I want to use. These are all horses priced at 20-1 or higher. And what I look for in a long shot is twofold. You know, I love a closer, a horse that can be running late while all the other horses are slowing down. And secondly, I want a horse that's training well right now. That's a now horse that's coming into the race the right way. And Obezos is probably the top long shot that I'll be using, and the top long shot that a lot of people have been talking about. In his last two races, he has been coming from the clouds and finishing, even though there hasn't been a real strong pace. And it's always a lot harder to make up ground when the horses are going a little bit slower on the front end. And he's been doing a good job of gaining ground while not winning, but getting into that third, fourth position. And I think that's where I'm going to be betting on him finishing this weekend. Secondly, is Dynamic One, the same type of horse that's closing late. But he's been training really well. He's been training with Known Agenda and getting the better of him in his workouts. Keep me in mind, number four, this is a horse that has not run a lot this year, and it's because his training was sort of set back by weather in his home track in Arkansas, so he hasn't had a lot of consistent training until recently, and apparently he looks really good on the track this week. And I think he is a horse that he was really highly thought of early in his career. And now that he's got everything together, I think he can make a run at it. And he's going to be a huge price, probably 50-1. And lastly is King Fury, who is the same type of horse, but apparently this horse is just crawling out of his skin. He's looking fantastic in the morning, just being really full of himself and showing what you want to see out of a Derby horse during Derby week. So those are my long shots I want to use. And these are the horses that I'll really be keen on, trying to hit third and fourth, and filling in everything else around that. As I mentioned earlier, last year for me did not go that well. So I've changed my approach just slightly. And I'm going to spend a little less time on handicapping and more time on tick construction. You know, my opinions have been formed. I don't need those to change and wane with every new fact that I hear. I'm going to stick to those opinions that I have and really spend my time on ticket construction. So I'm still refining that ticket as we speak, but there are a few things I know I'm going to do in that ticket. And one of them is I really do love those long shots. So I'm going to use them prominently in second, third, and fourth. That's Obezos, Dynamic One, Keep Me in Mind, and King Fury. And along with that, the other opinion that I have is that at least two of those three consistent horses that I like, that they will finish in the top four. And that's Essential Quality, Medina Spirit, and Midnight Bourbon. If you've made it this far, I want to thank you for listening. If you're playing along with that superfecta, may God be with us. I am Dan Kurzweil, and this has been Ponies in a Glass of Bourbon.